You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Running Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 14th at picturesque Birds Hill Park, Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor music festivals for over 40 years. I'm Michael Elves, host of Thank God It's Free Range, and this episode spotlights Helena DeLand. DeLand is a Montreal-based musician and incredible songwriter whose most recent record, Goodnight Summerland, was longlisted for the Polaris Prize. DeLand will be performing on Friday, July 12th at 1 p.m. at Burr Oak. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Right, well, her most recent record is Goodnight Summerland. Helena DeLand coming to Winnipeg, but joins us on the phone in advance. Welcome, Helena.
Thank you.
So this record, there's a lot of stories kind of behind it, but one of the title itself, Summerland, is where you were born, but a place you really don't have any memory of. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. It's where my parents lived when I was born, but we moved away from there when I was too young to form any memory. So, yeah. And the title is an homage to my mother's stories of it. And yeah, a lot of the songs on the album are about her passing away and my processing of that.
Yeah, no, I'd read an interview you did with the Line of Best Fit where you talked about, you know, this work kind of demystifying grief. And I'm wondering if you can talk about, like, was that a conscious process that you were trying to demystify grief, or was that something that you were wrestling with and coming out the other side, you've realized that's what you'd done?
That's a really good question. I think that the way that I approach songwriting is very much like whatever is maybe emotionally in some cases inspiring, in other cases overwhelming, is what I'll be writing about. So I didn't know I would write about it without really intending to have the songwriting really kind of help my grief process, but I guess like any kind of exteriorizing certain feelings and trying to like describe them brings, I think, a lot of peace.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, a handful of EPs and a full length prior to this, you'd obviously written about topics that weren't grief and processed emotions. Was it the same sort of processing and writing process, or was there something different to this because of this emotion that is new to you?
It did feel very different. It did feel like songwriting could bring me something way more connected to the feeling than most other ways I had of processing my grief. There was something very like, I don't know if cathartic is the right word, but it comes to mind, something where just trying to describe it to myself really helped.
So it's
And
like
it wasn't,
the most honest, appropriate, like explicit kind of nature of your feelings, like to tell yourself this through song.
Very, explicit is a good word. And, kind of situate myself in my grief process outside of the stages of grief, which are maybe like described more broadly,
Now that obviously impacts the lyrics, but do you find that it affects like the song itself, like the melodic or, structural element of song?
That's a good question. I believe like the songs followed kind of a standard verse chorus structure. The decision to make more of a stripped back final result of each song did come from the subject matter. But the structure itself is similar to what I had been already doing.
Right, because I think you'd posted around the time you're like, "Sue me, I'm making a folk record." But you went to the Catskills with Sam Evian, and like, so it sounds like the raw kind of like simple take element of it was the decision, and not, like a lot of ornamentation or like kind of instrumentation around it.
It felt like it had to be done rather quickly, and I just wanted to do it as make it as personal as possible and make the lyrics really kind of be front and forward.
Had there been records you were listening to that were in that vein that suggested that that was the route you should go, or did you just feel intrinsically that this was kind of what you needed to do with these songs?
I'm a big fan of 60s and 70s folk. I really love Joni Mitchell's first albums, Nick Drake and Sybil Byer. So I think it had always like, it's always been a big part of what I listen to and adore. But in the last couple of years, I have discovered Grouper, who's kind of an ambient artist. Her last album is more song forward, and her work is often shrouded in distortion or a delay, and so there's like a many layers to it sonically. But I thought that that kind of just circling the music around voice and guitar was a very rewarding thing for the listener and for me at that time.
The obviously the goodnight part of Goodnight Summerland, as I understand it, was you were reading children's books to your mother as in her dying days, and Goodnight Moon was one of them. In terms of the decision to name this, obviously the Summerland is the homage to where you were born, but didn't really have an experience of. The goodnight is the Goodnight Moon. Was that like the obvious title for the record to you, or like did you struggle with kind of what you would name this album?
I did struggle, but it took many tries. There were many kind of things that I felt excited about at first that kind of fell through. And then when I thought of this one, it did feel very appropriate, and it didn't stop feeling like the title. I thought that it kind of added something to the collection of songs rather than being like my first album is named titled after the title of one of the songs on it, and I liked the fact that this was to me some kind of like synthesis of some of the most charged songs on the album.
Now, when you say charged, what like emotionally charged? Does that make it hard for you to perform them?
It's interesting. I thought it would be. I've found it surprising how detached I feel actually while I'm performing. I think it's come with practice. I've been playing Swimmer for 2 years now live, and there's this thing that I kind of this zone I step into where, the very like raw emotion isn't really the, what I'm in while I'm performing it. And sometimes I can clearly feel like the audience is more in those zones. And I think it's like some kind of step, taking a step back and performing it so that the song can kind of carry maybe other people's emotions rather than mine.
So you're at a remove from the emotion in some sense?
Yeah, well, I'm performing it definitely. And I do have like, I can't really be thinking of my mom specifically when I'm singing the songs about her, so I bring other people to mind, people whose, friendship I still have, or something that's like more, just less sad to me, which is something I have to do in order to, I think, perform them really.
The why were you reading children's books to your mother, if you don't mind my asking?
It's a good question. I think, there are things that we've shared since I was a kid, obviously. There's something very reassuring about it, about a familiar children's book. And they're often like, I think the length worked well for the circumstance, and also the like, hopeful maybe aspect of children's books. It wasn't time to kind of dive into a long harrowing story in a novel, or there's something very like beautiful and self-contained in the length and most stories of children books, I think.
That you can get it done in a sitting kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. The natural world plays a big part, both in like song titles and in some of the material. I know that you've written music before around, climate emergency and things like that. Is that just central to who you are as a person and then thus as a songwriter, or are you conscious of like writing songs about the natural world?
It is definitely part of what I think about a lot outside of songwriting. And yeah, my partner works in environmental justice, and yeah, it's I think living in our day and age, it's very real, tangible, and terrifying thing. All the seasons are kind of affected at this point, and yeah, obviously. The idea of a future is complicated, and I think it's an inspiring but yeah, very scary thing.
The album begins and ends with kind of like a similar motif, like sonically. Was that an intentional thing? Like, had you thought about kind of like the beginning and the end and like the flow of this album? Like, did you have a sense of like which song went where ahead of time?
Yeah, and that was a very conscious decision. I did want to kind of have an instrumental as a first song, maybe a bit of an antechamber into the album, and it felt very natural for it to be the kind of theme from Strawberry Moon, which I knew would be the last song too. I didn't want to end on a more hopeful, maybe warm note. Not that the other songs aren't particularly warm, but there's a lot of hope in Strawberry Moon, so it felt like a good place to leave off.
Is that because you were talking about kind of like the stages of grief, that acceptance is the final one, like that there's some hope at the end of that thing?
Yeah, and that there's some looking forward and there's some acceptance of all the hardship and mystery that surround grief. Yeah, and that new things happen as long as you're alive.
This is true. Before I let you go, Helena, I want to get you to pick a track off of the record that we can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking it or an anecdote behind it, we'd love to hear that.
Great. Let's see. I think I was just, I've been, yeah. The Animals is a song that is kind of influenced by songs that my dad would sing with his siblings at family gatherings, from the kind of French repertoire. And it has a bit of a sing-song quality. And so maybe that kind of fits in with our discussion about children's books. And but yeah, I those lyrics are about feeling insecure in a romantic relationship, and it did feel very kind of, there was a lot of relief in writing that song.
Well, we'll give that one a listen. Helena, thanks very much for taking some time, and safe travels on the road, and looking forward to seeing you here in Winnipeg.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We say goodbye once again. forget and learn again. I know you are trying to be a friend. I know you're trying to be a friend. I hear you knowing what to say. Treacherous footing, slippery rocks. But believe me, saying anything might be crucial. Stepping stones still together, intervals.
I'm Michael Elves, and you've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting Helena DeLand, who'll be performing on Friday, July 12th at 1 p.m. at Burr Oak at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com, and be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 11th through 14th at Birds Hill Park.